This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. So glad you're with me. So much to talk about. I was watching a clip during the break, because this is the third hour of the show, but I was watching a clip of Megyn Kelly, and I like Megyn. I tell you guys, I like Megyn as a person. She's changing. The format of her show is such that they want to show a warmth to her, and to be honest with you, she had that warmth at Fox prior to Trump's, the whole running with Trump. She was doing great. I remember I'd go on the show and I'd remind myself to be very, to be my normal personality. Don't be that that stodgy guy that's just giving back answers, but sort of engage with her. And I thought that was kind of cool. But it didn't last very long because she changed. And I watched this clip, this exchange with her Jane Fonda. And it was kind of awkward. You can see she's trying very hard to make people believe in this new Megyn. And I think that if you're going to do a show, you have to just be true to who you are. You know, you can't say, I'm going to be left here, right here, and I'll, be bubbly here and melancholy here. Your personality has to be your personality. And I think that there's a lot that's not fake about Megyn. I'm not going to lie about that. But I think there was a lot of it that she covered up with Fox for whatever reason. And I don't know. I just think it's going to be difficult for her to pull this off. I wish her nothing but luck. And I know a lot of people, I get more mail when I talk about Megyn positively. People, Kevin, I can't stand Megyn Kelly. And they probably single-handedly credit her, and I think wrongly so, for the demise of Fox, whatever funk that Fox may be in. But I don't blame her for that. I'll tell you, it certainly impacted. And I do know this for a fact. There were times when I first started going on Megyn's show, the Little Inside Baseball. First started going on Megyn's show. I'd go on social media. It would be, Kevin, you rocked it on Megyn. Kevin. And I'd get, I'm just going to guess here, and say 500 different, tweets about me. Then, post the Trump stuff, I go on Megyn's show, and I might get 20. Just to give you an idea. I might get 20. I'd go on Judge Jeanine's show on the weekends, and I'd get, just an example, 100. So, that put it in perspective. I used to get 5 times more anytime I went on Megyn, then I went on Judge Jeanine, then I was getting 5 times less on a daily show, prime time with Fox. And that's when I was like, whoo, if Megan's people are watching these numbers, they know she's in big trouble. Then I saw this interview about Deborah Messing, who said, this is the Will and Grace folks. And I guess they were having a reunion of sorts. She's been doing like this reunion thing. So it was Redford and Jane Fonda. Can you imagine being a Fox person and now you got to interview 2 of the biggest leftists in Hollywood? And for the record, the only way Megan's going to do that show is by it's lefties. I mean, that's all that is in entertainment. And because the only way it's going to be successful is she's interviewing those types of people. Well, I shouldn't say that. The only way she will try to make it successful is that way. You can make a show successful by interviewing a cross-section of people and having a good, vibrant discussion of the issues realistically and as they really occur. But she's not going to do that. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but I couldn't imagine. I can't stand Fonda or Robert Redford. So if I were one of these people and they said, this is who you're going to interview, I'd say, yeah, I'm happy. Could I do the job and talk about their movies and try to keep politics out of it? If that's the job, sure. But there'd be a part of me that would be going, this is ridiculous. But she, anyway, back to Deborah Messing. So I didn't read the story, but I saw Deborah Messing said she hates that she had the interview with Megyn Kelly. She wishes, because they're on this publicity tour, on the reunion of Will and Grace. And Deborah Messing is such a leftist. She's saying, I couldn't stand having to be interviewed by Megyn Kelly. And I only saw a still picture of it, but you could tell she couldn't stand being interviewed by Megyn Kelly. What's going to happen with Megyn? I don't know. Here's what they said in Yahoo. Daily daytime television is all about establishing a comfy atmosphere where viewers can get to enjoy a warm personality and have a few laughs. By this measure, the premiere of Megyn Kelly Today on Monday morning was no success. Having become a star on Fox News by projecting steely authority, Kelly is now trying to show her softer side, that it manifests itself as intense squishiness. Kelly commenced her new show by delivering a monologue designed to elicit sympathy. She talked about her father's death when she was young. She put herself through law school, how much she loved her mother. To prove this, she pointed to her mother, who was sitting in the audience, and her husband. Her husband, also in the audience, surprised her with roses. Kelly told us that she has a mission to deliver hope and inspiration and optimism and empowerment. The camera moved in for giant close-ups of her face during this open statement. The effect was at once overwhelming and off-putting. Enough! Enough! We get it! You don't want us to remember you made your fame pumping up false emergencies about voter fraud or insisting that Santa Claus should be white. So that was the way that this person at Yahoo wrote about her. And then Kelly goes on to say this, I'm kind of done with politics, Kelly announced on her morning premiere. It's gotten so dark in the country, she said, obviously alluding to the Trump presidency. Other daytime talkers like Ellen DeGeneres and Steve Harvey don't have to acknowledge the news world that exists outside of their comfort bubbles. Kelly, however, felt it necessary to give a nod to her own dark past. Given her Fox News past and her status as the object of a couple of Donald Trump's more vulgar insults, clearly she wants to assure her new audience that this will be, as she put it, a Trump-free zone, even though banishing politics from her show may prove to be a denial of her most effective talents as a broadcaster. So as I said, losing who she is, just abandoning who she is because she wants to make this new transition. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you guys if you think Megyn Kelly would be successful, if you caught the show. I haven't caught the show, and I'll be honest with you, I have no interest in it. Not because I'm mad at Megyn Kelly, I'm not. I mean, I think she did some wrong things, but she was always nice to me, and that's the way I judge people. I don't go, well, she's a leftist. I go, no, she was really nice to me. She knew my positions on things, and she was always magnanimous, always willing to help, and quite frankly, helped me build my career. Why am I going to be mad at her? It'd be crazy to be mad at, but I'd like your opinion. Let's call.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't follow politics of other countries very much. I don't find them interesting. I don't find them entertaining. And it's rare. I find it funny, like, for example, Macron and Trudeau and them trying to mix it up, you know, and make these are the anti-Trumps, the pretty boys, the white boy Barack Obamas, and they're failing miserably. In fact, I saw where Macron had gone to Germany and they said the headline was "To Mixed Results." And that's really interesting to me because, you know, this is supposed to be the shining boy. You know, he's Mr. Climate Change and, you know, good looking guy and all these different things. Mr. Socialism. And they said with mixed results. And that's because no matter what's going on in the world, the only place that's really getting it right is America. And Donald Trump's finally righting things in the world. And the world is striking back at the Macrons and the Trudeaus and the Merkels. And all these people that believe socialism works. And so, again, I don't like dealing with these issues. But what I do like is when I see America exporting ourselves yet again. See, we at one point, I think, were influencing the world to look at our system and say, how can we improve this? improve, how do they improve their systems by looking at what we've done? See, we took all these different constitutions and our guys put them all together and said, here's the best one, and we built one. And the only thing that could ruin it is leftism unchecked. People finding out they can vote themselves money and so on and so forth. Well, that became rampant. And we exported it to a degree during the time of Obama that, quite frankly, is scandalous. Never should have happened. But as it turns out, Germany is starting to get its act together. So was France. I remember when Sarkozy left because he lost to Hollande, because Sarkozy, who was still a socialist, was talking about, we've got to get things put back together here. We've got to start looking at, you know, they call the word they use is austerity. So here's a guy saying, we got to be more austere. And he loses. Hollande gets in. And you know what the deal is? He's then austere. So then he's out. And now it's Trudeau. And he's finding out, you know, not Trudeau, Macron. And he's finding out, wait a minute. We can't run like this. Because the world is beginning to teach him a lesson. So think about it, everybody. How many countries do you need to watch go broke? How many countries do you need to watch go into hyperinflation? Venezuela, Zimbabwe, you got Greece, Italy, you know, on the ropes. All these countries losing, you know, GDP, can't pay their bills, begging the International Monetary Fund to help them out. Can you please give us a loan so we can loan more money to people not working and so on and so forth? How many lessons do you need? Seriously. Doesn't work on any level. And the sad part is that, you know, we're sitting here trying to, as Americans, we're telling these guys, look, you can brag about your national health care. It sucks. We know it does. You can brag about your national school system. It sucks. We know it. In fact, I'll tell you about France. National health care, go get on the waiting line. National school, they have the bad schools, and then they have the schools all the French want to get into. The reason why I know, I have four French interns that came to live with me. They're like my sons. And I know exactly what they had to go through to get into school. And they're like, yeah, I didn't get into the good school. I got into the school that they'll pay for. If you want to get into the good school, you pay. It's like Harvard versus community college. But they pretend, oh, no, no, my kids, they get their education is paid for, their health care is paid. As long as they aren't really ill, you're fine. Oh, you know, my kid, you know, something minor happened. We will take care of him, bring him in, blah, blah, blah. They fix him. Something major happens, psst, you better get on. You better have a rich friend. You better be able to get on a plane, get to America, because you're toast. But they brag about this stuff, all the nationalized stuff. We have amazing infrastructure. We have the metro. We have this, whatever. It's a joke. It's all a ruse to make these people believe they're getting something. The Canadian healthcare system, oh, in Canada, they always say, Kevin, in Canada, we are, our healthcare is paid for, eh? Like, yeah, eh? And why are you coming to America to get your blood analyzed? Well, it'll take me 6 months here, eh? But they'll do it for free. If you can wait 6 months, well, who can wait 6 months? You got leukemia. They don't care. So they pretend that all this is good stuff. It isn't. And the Germany is struggling. All same thing with refugees. They're all struggling. They're watching these people come in and ruin their country, ruin what's going on, and they don't care. The bureaucrats don't care because, hey, it's votes. Here's what they said. Although somewhat weakened by their worst election showing since 1949, Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservatives remain the largest party and are looking for coalition partners. So keep in mind, conservatives in Europe are liberals. Liberals are, they don't have liberals, but conservatives are liberals. So Merkel is a liberal. And they haven't had it this bad since 1949. Now ask yourself how other people, you know, they haven't had this bad since 1949. The same thing's happening in America. There are places that are going to get rude awakenings. Think about all the records that were broken in the previous election that hadn't been touched since, I don't know, the 60s or the 50s. Donald Trump winning counties that they go, Republicans haven't won these counties since whenever. So Germany got, Merkel got spanked. And so they have this, you know, all these different special interest government factions. And because her faction got spanked so badly, they got to go look for additional coalition partners. Now, I want you to think about it this way. Think about Antifa partnering with Black Lives Matter, partnering with La Raza, partnering with the Vagina Heads, partnering with, you know, the Baby Seal environmentalist crowd, and on and on and on. Just imagine those people all trying to find this coalition government together versus, and I'm going to let you guys in on what we do, we as conservatives, versus those who would say, you know what, our core values are limited government, free markets, and accountability. You know, accountability in our government, true representation of the American people. That's what galvanizes us. Can you imagine? So that's what we're about, and they say, no, I think with my vagina. The other one goes, no, I think with my, you know, I'm anti-war, or I'm, you know, Black Lives Matter. I look at my skin color, or I just don't like the government on the other side, or whatever it is. So you got all these groups, no common core, no nothing. The only thread that barely holds them all together is just their hatred of you. Why do they hate you so much? I've told you this, but I know you probably don't forgot this in the quiz. They hate you because they don't feel like they can live up to you. They're jealous of you in many ways, and that jealousy manifests itself in hatred of you. That's how sad it is. Anyway, I got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Story about a guy who died. That's right, a guy who died. And there are those of us who might go, well, he died under some very interesting circumstances. Because he did. He did indeed. He died maybe because he knew the Clintons. I don't know. Maybe because he knew Barack Obama's secrets. But it's a funny story. Not funny, because the guy does end up dying. And his brother, his brother's name is J.J. Horner. I don't know if that has anything to do with the story in and of itself. But I just find it interesting that a guy who is supposed to be the purveyor of fake news dies under these circumstances. So let me just kind of give you an idea of what's going on here. According to Fox News, 38-year-old, what's his name? Mark? No. I know it's Horner. He died in his room. He lives in Phoenix, and he died in his bedroom at the age of 38 years old. Maricopa County Sheriff's Office spokesman Mark Casey discovered Paul Horner in his bed. Casey said the Maricopa County medical examiner performed an autopsy which showed there were no signs of foul play. So, Hillary was good. He said Horner had a history of prescription drug abuse, and that evidence at the scene suggested this could be an accidental overdose. Horner was known for writing false stories and disseminating internet hoaxes that often went viral on Facebook and hoodwinked thousands of people. And I love the next paragraph because they tell you some of the stories that he hoodwinked people on. Now, here's what they say. They included a false story claiming President Barack Obama was gay and a radical Muslim, and another saying protesters were being paid thousands of dollars to demonstrate at Trump campaign rallies. Now, I'm going to stop it there and just let you marinate in that thought for a minute. Obama's gay and people were paid a lot of money to be at Trump campaign rallies. Now, I don't know if your revelation was the same as mine, like, oh, so you think Obama isn't gay? Yeah, right, whatever. I know Google's done a lot to protect Barack Obama. There's a video of Barack Obama where he says, with Michelle next to him, that if he's elected presidency, he knows that it's going to mean his life is effectively over. His personal life is over, and he starts working for the people. And I just remember, I got to find that because I wanted to find it and use it in some stuff. And you can't find it. I've looked high and low. I've Googled every comedy. Michelle and Barack discussed the presidency. Presidency. Discussing things. You can't find it. So Google will help them scrub you know, a lot of stuff. And they've done what they can to scrub the gaiety off of Obama. But why? We live in different times. Gay is completely acceptable. And regardless of Obama's propensity for men and being well documented, you know, who cares? But the Huffington, and for the writer, it said this guy was writing a hoax story. The Huffington Post had the story of this, of Barack Obama and this gay, I mean, being gay. A woman who claims to have been a classmate delivered some bizarre claims about President Obama in an interview. As Right Wing Watch first reported, Mia Marie Pope told right wing preacher James David Manning, that she believes that Obama was not only active within the gay community, but also was a heavy cocaine user during his years in Hawaii. He always portrayed himself as a foreign student, Pope said. Girls were never anything that he was ever interested in. He would get with these older white gay men. This is how we just pretty much had the impression that this was how he was procuring his cocaine. So that and the idea, here's the thing that really kind of seals the deal for me. Look, I get Barack Obama saying, we're going to treat all Americans the same. Gay people have rights, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But Barack Obama took it to a level that you just go, really? This guy made gay issues. If there's a legacy, that's what it is. He's made gay issues just front to the forefront. And to the point where you'd have to be at least a little bit, you know, suspect on why so much time on this issue. He believed at one point marriage was between a man and a woman, and suddenly he changed. We know he's got a, you know, paramour, Reggie Love. I mean, Barack Obama's that dude that you know, that is on the DL. And but again, I don't care if Barack Obama come out and say, you know, there's rumors of my presidency that, you know, I from time to time partake of men, and of course I work on a lot of gay issues. Well, I just want to be clear, you know, at one point during college I was bisexual. Now, I wouldn't care. Van Jones said Barack Obama could admit he was gay during the campaign at one point and said it wouldn't have mattered. And I agree. Now, it doesn't mean I condone it. I'm just saying, I don't care. Really? That's not, he might as well have been gay because he legislated on gays the way, you know, a gay man would have. That's why I said I was suspect. Now, with respect to paid rally goers, I don't need a report of any kind on this issue. I do know what I saw in terms of these ads that were being taken out, but even that's not proof. But I'll tell you what is proof. When you talk to people. So I happened to be at a rally in St. Louis, and not a rally, it was a protest. And it was on the heels of Michael Brown's death. I don't remember how far along. But it wasn't like the day after or anything like that. It was, but I was interviewing, it had to be at least 3 years ago, because I wasn't with Fox. I was interviewing with CNN in the quad angle, they call it Keener Plaza. But I was at the plaza, filming in front of everybody, and they brought in all these different groups of protesters, and they weren't talking to one another. Well, I took a break, went to TGI Fridays, and struck up a conversation with a black dude, but more than him, but this one guy in particular I'm talking about. And I said to him, you know, everybody black that's out there, they thought was protesting on behalf of whatever it was. But I said, so what brought you to, I said, where are you from? And he says, Chicago. I said, what brought you to town? He says, man, they just called me, told me, you know, you need to get up there, get up to St. Louis, you're going to be marching. And I said, so do you know what the call? He goes, that honestly doesn't really matter. He goes, I'm just here, man. I'm supposed to be here. I'm supporting the cause. And I go, well, what's the cause? Well, I mean, you know, there's oppression and, you know, and so he gives me talking points that have nothing to do with Ferguson per se. Because Ferguson was hot. It wasn't like he had to dig it up and go, I don't know, man, you know, it was like this thing that happened. It's Ferguson. But he had nothing. And I said, so let me get this straight. You're paid. He goes, yeah, yeah. He goes, they just called me, you know, they tell me, be at this place. And, you know, meet at the rendezvous point. They pick us up. They drive us up here, et cetera. We, you know, we're here for a couple of days, and then I'm out to the next deal. And I was floored. And he really didn't know, you know, what he was doing. And I thought, God, and I don't know how much money you made. So that was inside. Then I go back outside, and there was a group of people. Can't describe it, but they were on the right side of the park. And you could tell they were distinctly different than the other groups. They were all kind of cliquish and sticking together. And I'd say there were 30 of them. So I went over and I said, hey, what group are you guys with? And of course, they think, you know, we're with the, you know, blah, 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 members of America, whatever. And I go, oh, cool. So where are you guys from? Different places. I'm from Phoenix. I'm from, you know, Tennessee. I'm from, you know, New York, whatever. And I go, so how'd you guys rendezvous? Well, they just tell us where to meet. And then one guy said, yeah, man. He's a white dude. He goes, yeah, man, we go all over the country. And I could hear them making travel arrangements for when they were leaving St. Louis and catching the bus, not a Greyhound bus, a bus chartered for them so they could go, a bus that they have, that they brought for those guys. And they were going to the next location. And I can also tell you, they stunk to high heaven. I mean, they're not staying in hotels. These guys are sleeping in this bus, and they probably love it. You know, wiping their armpits at 7-Elevens and QTs or whatever and moving on to the next location. So this guy who's supposed to be a fake news dude, he's telling about, you know, fake. They say,
yeah, he's most noted for writing the stories about Barack Obama being gay and then paying to be at Trump rallies.
And those two stories are true. What's he talking about? So that's what got me to looking at this and saying, was this guy really writing fake news? And did he really die of his own accord? This guy is writing real news.
And they're saying, oh, no, no, he's just a jokester.
Really? His brother says, I think there was a lot of genius behind a lot of his work, was pushing ideas that either people wanted to believe or thought was possible. Or it was actually true. He fooled, whatever he was fooling people on, he was fooling leftists too. I think this guy, yeah, I'm not going to say he was offed, but who knows?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Barack Obama said Donald Trump was the most dangerous threat to America. Maybe threat to civilization or whatever. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I say potentially one of the most dangerous people in the world, certainly to America, is a guy named Mark Zuckerberg. And I've been analyzing Mark Zuckerberg, not from the standpoint of a political person, but from the standpoint of a management consultant. And I see this kid who's got this new toy. Let's say it was a nuclear bomb, and it could go off, you know, with you just touching it and tossing it. And he's a kid, and he's got the nuclear bomb, but he doesn't know it's a nuclear bomb. It's just a beautiful, shiny object. And he's just throwing it up, and he's catching it, and he's using it like a soccer ball. And every time he's doing it, you're going, because you know what it is. That's the way I see Facebook. Facebook is a nuclear bomb, more powerful than anything we've seen to date. Hydrogen bombs, you name it. Tell me anybody who's able to gather 1.5 billion people together, and his goal is to gather 3.5 billion soon. Gather, that's practically the entire civilized world. So he's going to gather these folks together. And originally, it was just to make us all see that we were, you know, not that far separated from each other. You might know this person that knows you, and bada bing, bada boom, and you got your few dozen, hundred friends or so, and those friends will communicate with you, and you can keep up with one another, and, you know, pictures and videos and all this, and so you'd have your world and you'd share it. And that's what he thought that he had. That's what he thought he invented. And he was right. I mean, from that perspective, it was genius, and it was, I mean, he stole it, which is a typical leftist move. So he steals that concept, and he moves forward with it. And then he finds out, whoa, people actually use this for work, to get opinions out. And suddenly the next phase of it was people saying, how do we monetize with Facebook? So they did. And they brought all their businesses over, and then he started looking at the businesses, and then he goes, oh, you know what? Kevin Jackson's business, which is the business of communications, and I don't like his communications, I'm going to stifle that business. But other businesses, he says, you know what? I can run a business like a Home Advisors, and I can tell Kevin that his cousin does that kind of work and lives, you know, 13 miles from him for the work that he wants to get done. So he sees that aspect. The monetization aspect of Facebook is crazy. He could put practically anybody out of business. Amazon has a lot of business, but Facebook knows whose business is with Amazon. And Mark Zuckerberg can say, you know what, Jeff Bezos? I'm going to take that business. Why wouldn't he? He stole his. And he says, I'm going to offer the same service except less. I'm going to leverage the Facebook servers that we use and the tech team that we use, and I'm just going to make sure that Amazon goes away. I'm going to make sure Home Advisor goes away, or Angie's List, which I wouldn't care if Angie's List went away. And then whoever works with me, I'm going to make sure their business flourishes. So I'll work with Starbucks, and I'll give people that do certain things, you know, a Starbucks gift certificate, and it'll get, you know, a Schultz some business and get Starbucks business while penalizing the individual coffee shops that maybe don't think the way I do or whatever else. So you have something like that. Here's my point. Zuckerberg doesn't know what he has. He's still evolving this. He still doesn't know. And more, the worst part about it is we told him. Your company is censoring people. That's not what you were supposed to be about. We're not doing that. Yeah, you are. You can only write these kind of articles. It violates our terms and conditions. Boop, you're gone. So, you know, does that model work? It's still working so far. I don't know how long, much longer. I hope it doesn't. I hope that people come over to TeaPartyCommunity.com. So anyway, he's got that aspect of it. Then he's going, well, now we got people that are influencing the elections and fake news, and I've got to be on top of all this stuff. So he's taking a hard stance against fake news. But who's making that determination of what's fake? Little Marky Zuckerberg. That's who. 9 days after Facebook Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg dismissed as crazy the idea that fake news on his company's social media played a key role in the U.S. election, Obama pulled a youthful tech billionaire aside and delivered what he hoped would be a wake-up call. They said, by the way, this story got detracted because it had Russia in the title, and supposedly it wasn't about just Russia, it was about fake news. But I want you to understand, a president who hates us, former President Barack Obama, he's talking to Zuckerberg and saying, look, Zuck, this platform is too powerful. Conservatives are able to use it too well, man. You got to crack down on this fake news, these things people talk about, other people, especially talk about me. And Zuckerberg was like, oh, Mr. President, I'm all ears. Because Zuckerberg has been everything in his life. He could buy and sell Barack Obama a gazillion times over. Zuckerberg's actually more powerful. Because Obama only has Secret Service. Zuckerberg could hire an entire army to work for him for the rest of his life and the rest of their lives. And build a comp. He's much more powerful than Barack Obama. He could say, Zuckerberg could come out tomorrow with fake news and say Barack Obama's gay. He's a Muslim. He could torpedo Barack Obama in social media and pretend he doesn't know anything about it. That's how powerful he is. He's a kingmaker or a kingbreaker. Whose information does he let get out? And it's a crazy amount of news that people are now getting off of Facebook that should scare everybody. But they said, for months leading up to the vote, Obama and his top aides quietly agonized over how to respond to Russia's brazen intervention on behalf of Donald Trump's campaign without making matters worse. Weeks after Trump's surprise victory, some Obama aides looked back with regret and wished they had done more. Yeah, they do. And what do you think they're planning for 2018? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, nothing they do is going to work. But if they build the right strategy for the long term, don't count them out. Because Zuckerberg is already, he's impacting my money. I just posted a thing the other day that said Zuckerberg dismissed stuff from internet, what they call it? It's called IA. And he took us off. He kicked us off. I've lost thousands of dollars in the week since I've been off the system. And I never got an official notice or anything. And I don't know what got me kicked off, but I promise you, whatever got me kicked off, you will laugh at it. You'll go, are you serious? That's what you'll say. But he controls the money that I make. I'm not gonna sell out because of it, but it does make me mad. So then they go on to say this. Zuckerberg acknowledged the problem posed by fake news, but he told Obama that those messages weren't widespread on Facebook. And there was no easy remedy, according to people that were briefed on the exchange who spoke on a condition of anonymity. So Zuckerberg saying, look, there's some fake news, but not that widespread. Then supposedly he came back and he went, you know what? It's a worse problem than I thought. And now what do we get? We get the proliferation of fake news that comes from the left and the silencing of people on the right. I know what's happening. People don't have to believe me, but this is what I do for a living. And I'm telling you, if you're a conservative and you espouse a view that is not, oh, you know, puppy dogs and, you know, puppy breath and peppermint, then you are likely to be admonished, if not kicked off of Facebook. I'm just telling you. They said the conversation on November 19th was a flashpoint in a tumultuous year in which Zuckerberg came to recognize the magnitude of the new threat. A coordinated assault on the U.S. election by a shadowy foreign force that exploited the social media network he created. And they're talking about $100,000 invested over 3 years in Facebook. That's what they say thwarted our election process. Not Barack Obama spying on FISA, using FISA, and gathering data from Google, Facebook, and all these other social media sites so they could spy on Trump and his surrogates. That had no impact. Hillary Clinton talking with foreign leaders who said, she claims, that they wanted her to be president, and who knows what they did, because we don't know what their email, didn't get any emails, and you can bet Zuckerberg didn't turn any data over, and if he did, the NSA ignored it. Like the U.S. government, folks, Facebook didn't foresee the wave of disinformation that was coming and the political pressure that followed. That's what these people wrote. The company then grappled with a series of hard choices designed to shore up its own systems without impinging on free discourse for its users around the world. Right. One outcome of those efforts was Zuckerberg's admission that Facebook has indeed been manipulated. And now he's vowed to work on it. So, what I'm telling you folks, he's going to work on it, all right? And it won't be in our favor. You can bet on that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.